Last week, the cargo ship Simishear made headlines when it got caught in rough waters off Haida Gwaii and had to be tugged to Prince Rupert for repairs. It is now repaired and is about to set sail for Russia. Michael Gurney is the Director of Communications for the Prince Rupert Port Authority. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Carolina.
Let's have an update on the Simishear. What was wrong with this boat?
There was a faulty or a defective engine oil cooling pump on board. And so because it was not operational, the engine itself was not able to run, and thus the ship was left powerless in the water off Haida Gwaii late last week.
Take me back to that moment late last week when you got word of the vessel, this powerless vessel in the midst of a storm off the west coast of Haida Gwaii. What was going through your mind?
Our first response at the Port of Prince Rupert was, how can we assist and how can we be ready when and if our services are required? The response operation itself was overseen jointly by Transport Canada, the Maritime Forces Pacific, and the Coast Guard. But when it came time to find a port of repair for the Simishear, the Port of Prince Rupert was certainly the closest well-equipped port that could provide those services.
Michael, it was estimated that those repairs you speak of would take about 48 hours. It ended up taking 96 hours. Why did it take longer than first expected?
The repairs specifically to the pump were completed smoothly through the work of the crew and also engineers that were flown in to assist. In addition to that, the vessel had to be inspected by Transport Canada, and some of the containers on board had shifted during the high seas, heavy seas that it endured late last week. And so at the container terminal, the vessel was shifted to the larger of the two berths there, where the large gantry cranes were employed to lift off containers, rearrange and relash some of the cargo that had shifted.
Do we know right now what that cargo was on board the Simishear?
We have a pretty good idea. We've heard a lot about the fuel oil that mm-hmm. was on board, of course, in its fuel tanks because it was en route to Russia. But the primary cargo of the ship is mining supplies bound for Russia. So this includes things like tires, a bobcat, plastic pipe, steel pipe, a crane as well that was due to be offloaded, and plywood.
What has happened with the Transportation Safety Board and Canadian Border Services investigations?
Well, every vessel that comes to Prince Rupert is inspected by Transport Canada. At this point, in terms of further investigations, we won't know for some time what the outcome of those are.
I'm speaking to Prince Rupert Port Authority spokesperson Michael Gurney about the Simishear, which sets sail for Russia today. We also heard last week that there was a medical emergency for one of the crew members on board. What happened?
It was the master of the vessel, the captain himself, and he was airlifted off to receive medical attention in Haida Gwaii. There had been an accident on board that resulted in, as far as I know, a head injury to himself. But although I have not received details on his treatment, I think that he is doing well.
And might he be back on board, heading off to its destination today?
That's my belief, but I can't confirm that. I would be surprised if the master was not on board when it sailed.
This story made national headlines with people all watching with bated breath to see what would happen with this boat in the middle of a storm. Has it changed the perspective at all from the Prince Rupert port about how vessels move through the region?
I don't think so. I think from the Prince Rupert Port Authority's perspective, our commitment to safety and to security of vessels that move through our waters and those that adjoin them remains as strong as ever. What this has really illustrated is the capacity of Prince Rupert and its tugs and its personnel to respond to an incident like this. There's been a lot of talk in the media about U.S.-flagged tug that was summoned to assist the Simashir. What's important to note is that there are three other tugs large enough to respond to an incident like this, also stationed in Prince Rupert, any one of them that could have been also called. So there certainly is a lot of capacity for response, and we are, as this incident demonstrates, always working with our partners to be aware of incidents nearby and talking about how we can help.
The Simashir is expected to head off later today. Where is it bound for?
It continues on its original course northward towards Providence Bay in Russia. There is an icebreaker standing by there, apparently waiting for its arrival so that it can escort it to the icebound harbor where it will deliver this mining equipment.
How eager are the ship owners to get this ship back to its destination?
Very eager, as you can imagine. The presence of this icebreaker is a testament to the fact that there's plans afoot and now overdue to have this vessel arrive at its destination, but they certainly want to see it return on its course.
Thank you so much, Michael, for joining us with the update today. We'll be watching and waiting to see what happens next.
My pleasure, Carolina. Have a good day.
You too. Michael Gurney is the Director of Communication for the Prince Rupert Port Authority. I reached him by phone this morning, and Michael Gurney put up a number of photos of the Simashir once it came into port in Prince Rupert. You can check those out by going onto Facebook and searching for the Prince Rupert Port Authority. We turn it over to you. What stands out to you about the Simashir's adventure in Canada off the west coast of Haida Gwaii? What do you think about the safety of ship traffic along the north coast?